Welcome to the Fairy Tales of India, where we bring to you stories of kings and queens, of princes and fairies, and of crafty wizards and magical beasts. These are classic tales of adventure, magic, and drama from India, brought to you in a new avatar by Gatha Story. Learn more, visit MythsAndLegendsIndia.com. Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis discovers the old caves. Indeed, a long name for a story. Meet Miss Bandicoota. Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis was a little Indian mole rat who grew up in a maze of burrows with her mother, 7 sisters and 10 brothers. You heard me right. It was a huge family. They were terrific pests, the 19 of them, always out on a rampage. Most of the Bengalensis family went out to a nearby farm to forage for food. But after she narrowly escaped a farmer's rat trap, Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis decided never to attack a farm. "Whatever else can you do?" her mother had asked. Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis had smiled simply and said, "I can burrow." So every night, she would start digging a tunnel. And every morning, she found herself somewhere different in search of a new adventure, friends and food. Once, she ended up on the beach of Bordi, where she met Porpita and sand bubbler crabs. She also saw the sea for the first time. Wherever she went, so did her explorer Skit, with sunglasses, binoculars, magnifying glass and, of course, her favorite sticker bandages. "Let's explore another part of India with Miss Bandicoota." Somebody stuck her tiny nose out of a hole in the ground. Who was that? Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis. She had just emerged from a new burrow after a long night of digging through layers and layers of pink, white and brown rock. It was nearly sunrise. Just as she was about to set her sunglasses on top of her nose, she caught a fleeting glimpse of something odd. She rushed back into her burrow, only to raise her head again more cautiously. She peered nervously into what looked like a round glass window encircled in a thick black rim. From behind it, a huge black eye peered back at her. Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis couldn't believe her eyes. Could it be a magnifying glass? Before she could say anything to the huge black eye, it asked, "Who are you?" in a gentle human voice.
"Oh, I'm Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis. Who are you?"
"Oh, I'm Tiku, an explorer," said the human child, moving back one step. The boy was smiling at Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis. Not too big, not too small. He looked just right to be an explorer.
"I have set out to roam the Bhimbetka Hills today," he said proudly.
Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis examined the green cap on his head, the pair of binoculars
slung around his neck, the brown backpack hanging from his shoulders, and the large magnifying glass in his hand. Tiku was all set. She nodded in approval. So she said eagerly, holding up her magnifying glass and travel kit.
I love exploring too. I make burrows that go to new places.
Tiku grinned.
I know a secret trail through this forest. Do you want to come along?
As you might have guessed, Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis was always up for something new. She scurried out of her burrow. The two new friends began their journey, treading on a narrow, dusky path. It was winter. The forest was dry and bare. Leafless branches cast a faint web of shadows that quivered in the breeze. Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis hopped lightly from one shadow to another. She would land gingerly on her toes, so as not to disturb the patterns of light and shade. Now and again, she turned around to make sure that the wooded patterns had reappeared on the ground. The chilly morning breeze brushed softly by them. A pair of hornbills were calling in duet, their cries piercing through the silence. As they climbed ahead, the road grew steeper, but they kept up a steady pace. Soft rustling on their right brought them to a halt. A strange animal crossed their path. It looked a bit like a cow and a bit like an antelope. It was tall and seemed strong. It had bluish gray skin, two curved horns between its ears, a distinctive white patch at its throat, and a small black beard below it.
What's that? Whispered Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis.
Nilgai, said Tiku, his eyes shining.
Before Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis could ask any more questions, the Nilgai vanished as suddenly as it had appeared. The quiet of the jungle was rudely interrupted by a crash of branches and cacophony. Startled, Mole Rat and Boy hesitated. Then they proceeded cautiously. The source of the din was not very far off. Actually, it seemed to be coming from just above. A wild fruit tree was the center of the rowdy racket. The drooping branches were laden with large round fruits. The ground below was covered with more ripe yellow-green ones. Many had burst open. The soft pulp was a brilliant saffron. A sweet scent filled the cove.
What tree is this?
Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis shouted out to the noisy langurs.
This is a bale tree. Don't you know it?
Said an elderly looking langur, surprised by the question.
We Indian langurs have been feasting on its fruits for thousands of years.
Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis shook her head, for she had never tasted bale fruit.
Well, never mind. Jump right in, he offered. There's plenty for everybody.
Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis pounced on it, prying open the cracked woody shell with gusto. Tiku busied himself collecting dried leaves while she gorged on the fruit. Refreshed by their break, Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis and Tiku hiked up the mountain path with renewed vigor. As they climbed, the forest cleared. Further ahead, the road wound through a rocky terrain of sandstone and quartzite. A giant boulder stood precariously at the bend. A lone shimul tree towered over from behind. Its prickly trunk spread out young silvery branches. It had shed most of its leaves. Deep crimson flowers had just begun to bloom.
I must have a fresh shimul flower for my collection,
announced Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis's explorer friend. Promptly, they both rushed to scale the boulder. As Tiku leaned over to take hold of the lowest branch, he slipped. And with him went Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis. They rolled down the boulder and slid down the dusty slope. Bump, bump, bumpity bump. The poor boy had scraped his knee and was clutching his leg in pain. Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis was beside him in a flash, a sticker bandage ready in the hand. Tiku thanked her as he stuck it on. Dusting themselves, they both stood up, giggling at the silly accident. As Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis turned towards the road, her eyes fell upon a breathtaking sight.
Look! We have discovered the largest burrow in the world!
She said, awestruck. Tiku smiled affectionately and patted Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis on her back.
Welcome to the caves of Bhimbetka!
She couldn't contain her excitement. Or wait, to explore the mysterious caves. Most of all, she was brimming with questions.
Who made these caves? When did they make them? How did they make them? Who lives in them?
And so on and so forth.
One at a time, my dear friend, said Tiku, laughing as they entered the caves.
Inside, another surprise awaited them. The walls had paintings of strange animals and stick-like men. They seemed to tell a story from long, long ago. Once again, Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis looked up at her friend questioningly. And so, he told her the story of the old caves.
A very, very long time ago, layers and layers of limestone and sandstone settled one on top of the other over hundreds of millions of years. They formed the Vindhyachal Mountains, the largest ones at the northern fringe of the Vindhyas were the Bhimbetka Hills. For millions of years, the sun and the wind and the rain scoured the hills in fascinating ways to create these spectacular caves. Some archaeologists say it may have been Mr. Homo erectus's family that first wandered into the Bhimbetka Caves. About 100,000 years ago, they must have used these caves as rock shelters. They may have dug the little cups or holes we see in these caves even today. Later, our ancestors made the Bhimbetka Caves their home. They lived on animals like deer and wild fowl. They made weapons like bows and arrows and spears to hunt the animals with,
and to protect themselves in the jungle. Theirs must have been a life of adventure and peril, but it was the only one they knew. Often, they were attacked by dangerous animals like wild boar and elephants. Sometimes they fought bravely. Sometimes they had to flee for their lives. Whenever they returned with an animal they had killed, they celebrated their victory with music and dance. Some of these hunters were artists too. They painted their stories on the walls of their homes to tell us their adventures from tens of thousands of years ago. Miss Bandicoot Bengalensis stood staring at the pictures. The stories of the old caves seemed to come alive. The two explorers walked into another cave. Its walls were covered with hundreds of images of animals. Miss Bandicoot Bengalensis studied them intently under her magnifying glass. Meanwhile, her friend was drawing them in his diary. Pointing at one, he asked, "Can you tell me which animal this is?" Miss Bandicoot Bengalensis looked at it closely. Then she turned to him, beaming, and exclaimed, "That looks like a mole rat!" After a morning of learning, Miss Bandicoot Bengalensis started zipping through the rock shelters. There were hundreds, some narrow, some wide, some tall, some large, and some mere crevices, just like burrows. A few hours later, while she was still whizzing around, her friend called out urgently, "Come along, quick! I must show you the most special rock in the Bhimbetka Hills. My father is waiting for me up there." Miss Bandicoot Bengalensis sprinted to catch up, and together they ran to the edge of the cliff. "Look over the tortoise-shaped rock. Miss Bandicoot Bengalensis, you will see the Betwa River Basin." As she drank in the view through her binoculars, Tiku ran off to his father. A cool afternoon breeze blew over the cliff, making her drowsy. She snuggled comfortably into a niche under the tortoise rock. As her eyelids drooped, she heard her friend holler, "Will you be here to explore tomorrow?" A silent wind carried her sleepy reply back to him. "Tonight, I must dig a new burrow to explore a new place tomorrow." Guess what? Team up with Miss Bandicoot and guess the names of these animals. Tiku has drawn these animals for you. All are believed to be native to India. Here are some clues to help you along. Here goes the first one. Its African cousin is the largest land mammal. Let's go to the next clue. One of the grandest birds, best known for its rain dance. Aha, you got that one too. Let's see if you crack the next. The biggest striped member of the cat family. You got that too. Okay, the next one. It has a single horn, as its scientific name indicates. You are super clever. Let's now learn about a few trees of central India. Miss Bandicoota Bengalensis discovered the old caves of Bhimbetka in the middle of a jungle near the Vindhyachal Mountains in Madhya Pradesh. This state has the highest forest cover in the country. It is famous for its teak, sal, and bamboo forests and vast stretches of mixed tropical jungles. Our ancestors lived amid trees and over the years discovered their many uses. Palash is the official state flower of Madhya Pradesh. The tree is also called the flame of the forest because it blooms in orange and scarlet clusters of flowers. The seeds, leaves, and gum of this tree are found to be medicinal. The amla tree bears a light greenish-yellow fruit, also known as the Indian gooseberry. It is one of the best known natural sources of vitamin C. The babool tree is native to India and grows wild in dry and sandy environments. It is a tough and thorny tree that survives drought and flood. The tender twigs of the babool were traditionally used as toothbrushes. The mahua is an indigenous tree, considered holy by many tribes of the forests of central and north India. Its flower is edible and used for making honey, syrup, and jam.
Thank you for listening to this awesome story from Fairy Tales of India. You can listen to many such stories in English, Hindi, and soon in many other languages. To learn more, visit mlftpodcast.in.
The story was narrated by Shirali Biju for Fairy Tales of India and has been produced by Gatha Story.